This is an AMI podcast.
Hey, Dave Brown here. If you enjoy this podcast portion of our show, remember you can watch it live every day at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. This show is an interesting game of musical chairs and occasionally Jenga. You got to move pieces around to make it all work. One of the best pieces of the puzzle is Greg David, and he's one of the most agreeable pieces of the puzzle as he stops by to talk about what's going on around AMI, because he is indeed one of our excellent communication specialists. Say good morning, Greg.
Hey.
Greg, sorry, we had you on mute there. I missed your greetings.
Oh, I just said happy Monday.
Oh, happy Monday indeed to you, sir. It was not just a happy Monday, but a happy tail end of last week, Greg, as AMI was honored by the American Council of the Blind. What did we get some hardware for?
Yeah, this is a very, very cool. It was on November the 3rd, and this is the second annual Audio Description Awards Gala held by, as you said, the American Council of the Blind. And AMI was feted for Outstanding Achievement in International Media. And just basically the during the broadcast, they just fed the fact that we provide all of this content with described video and integrated described video, creating shows specifically with the blind and partially sighted community in mind, starring in the shows and in front of and behind the camera as well. So it was great to accept the award. David Arrington, our CEO and president, accepted the award on behalf of AMI. So it's always great to be. Obviously, you know, it's nice to be recognized. We don't go out looking for recognition. At least, you know, I don't. But it's great to know that what we're doing is garnering international recognition for sure.
Yeah, and that really speaks to a lot of the great work that you and our colleagues on the digital side are doing to make sure that it's not just what gets aired on TV here in Canada, coast to coast on cable, but making sure that the podcasts are available, the YouTube clips mm-hmm. are available, the app is all uploaded. It really speaks to the hard work that you and your colleagues are doing on your side of the biz.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, we try really hard, and it's wonderful to be recognized. We don't look for that recognition, but it's awesome when we get it. And yeah. It shows that AMI, it just shows that all of us, Dave, you included, everybody behind the scenes at AMI, we're all headed in the same direction, and it's the right direction.
Greg, let's talk about some of the programming that we're rolling out here. One of the things that's always cool around this time of year is AMI Audio will endeavor into some radio plays. We did a couple Christmas plays the last few years. Mm-hmm. Well, this year we've got a new play called Seen and Not Heard, an original piece. So give me a little bit of insight into this play.
Yeah, sure. Happy to. So this is created by Caroline Minks. And the head of AMI Audio, Andy Frank, ran into Caroline at a podcast conference. Mm-hmm. And she was pitching this play that she had created called Seen and Not Heard. And it's a slice of life story that follows a character named Bette Klein, a young woman attempting to redirect her life after an illness has left her with sudden and significant hearing loss. And though she faces difficulties from trying to learn a new language to attempting to stay connected to her loved ones, despite her new barriers, she finds ways to accept her circumstances and face the challenging road ahead. And again, this is kind of goes hand in hand with what we've been talking about with the AMI mandate. Not only are we covering, telling the stories of the blind and partially sighted community, but the disability community overall. And we're meeting that with Seen and Not Heard, which tells the story of a character who is deaf and hard of hearing.
I don't know about you, Greg, but I've always been a big fan of the radio play as a format. Yeah. I think that there's something about it that's really intimate and really interesting. This is going to be a really cool broadcast. When is it hitting the airwaves?
So you can listen to Seen and Not Heard on Saturday, December the 17th at 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. So again, Saturday, December the 17th at 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
And is there going to be anything available in terms of a post-broadcast for folks to get their ears on it?
Unfortunately not. So this is the time to listen to it. This is an exclusive. So mark it in your calendar. Make a note of it. Send yourself a voice message. Saturday, December the 17th at 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. And it's called Seen and Not Heard.
A special engagement. You see, yes. There's no getting around this one. Make sure there's no Christmas shopping to be done on Saturday the 17th, because you got to listen to this play at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Greg, speaking of a lot of fun content around the holidays. Last time you were here when I was on vacation, you and Alex Smythe were talking about your favorite, the best holiday TV specials and episodes of all time. Well, this time we're actually jumping in to the facts, the raw facts of when people can start checking these things out. So we're jumping into the schedule. So I think we've got a couple here that are going to be all over the place, but Santa Claus is Coming to Town and Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. When are those coming down the pipeline?
It's really interesting. I just wanted to preface this a little bit because usually November, Thanksgiving in the U.S. is kind of the day when after that all the holiday programming kicks off. But really the holiday programming has been on in the last couple, like the week before even Christmas, Thanksgiving, CBC was broadcasting these things. But the classic Rankin and Bass creation, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, is going to air next Thursday, December the 8th on ABC, and then again on Tuesday, December the 20th. And this is one of the classics. I mean, I love Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but I also love Santa Claus is Coming to Town because this is the story of Kris Kringle, the purported story of Kris Kringle as he, you know, goes from a redhead to a white-haired guy with a big beard. He goes from being really skinny to the size of the gentleman that he is today. And it really is one of those real holiday classics that gets me into the Christmas spirit. So again, that'll be Santa Claus is Coming to Town is going to be December the 8th on ABC. And then the other one, this is what I was telling Alex a couple of weeks ago. The next one is my absolute favorite of all time. Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah, same.
Friday, December the 23rd on NBC with Boris Karloff telling the story of the Grinch and the little Who's in Whoville. It really isn't Christmas until I've either checked it out on television or actually listened to it. We have it on CD. And we can listen to it on the big stereo here when we want to get into the Christmas spirit.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah, there have been a couple of great iterations of the Grinch over the years, but definitely the original animated series is just sort of beyond the rest of them. It stands head and shoulders above the rest. Greg, there's, of course, a very famous Christmas movie, which is It's a Wonderful Life and Miracle on 34th Street. When are these two big ones coming down the pipeline?
Yeah, so in both cases, It's a Wonderful Life is being broadcast on Saturday, December the 24th on NBC, and Miracle on 34th Street is going to be Saturday, December the 24th as well on CTV. And, for the It's a Wonderful Life, the Frank Capra classic starring Jimmy Stewart, Miracle on 34th Street, the classic story of Santa being taken to court, two great classic black and white movies are available on TV in the next couple of weeks.
You mentioned the musical side of the Grinch. Well, we're not just limited to the soundtracks of animated movies or other movies. There are some musical specials that are also going to be taking a point of prominence. So Mariah Carey, Dolly Parton, the Backstreet Boys, how are they getting involved in these musical specials?
Yeah, this is a genre, Dave, that has really grown over the last few years, and I've kind of been missing it. I always go for these classic episodes in movies because those really connect with my childhood, but the musical specials have really become huge. So the Backstreet Boys have got one called A Very Backstreet Holiday, which is coming up on Friday, December the 14th on ABC. Mariah Carey is back on Tuesday, December the 20th on NBC with a special that she filmed in New York's Madison Square Garden that finishes with her singing her the perennial favorite, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Of course.
Yeah. Dolly Parton is back with a new musical special on Friday, December the 23rd called Dolly Parton's Christmas of Many Colors, Circle of Love. It's just crazy the amount of stuff that is available now from, these musical stars. Michael Bublé's got one that'll be repeating on CTV in the coming weeks. So yeah, musicals, you go over to PBS and their old, some of their classic concerts are available as well for holiday programming. The musical is a huge, huge genre when it comes to the holidays.
Greg, I don't know if you ever were a fan of the Bare Naked Ladies, the Canadian rock band, but a couple years ago, and when I say a couple because I'm now actually a fossil, I mean like 15 years ago, They were doing a Christmas tour that I went to at Théâtre Saint-Denis in Montreal, and it was just amazing. It's amazing to see people who we don't necessarily think of as sort of folksy Christmas folks saying, you know what, we're going to play a couple of our hits, but we also want to give you a Christmas concert because we are into the spirit of the season. It's neat to see people do that. And let me tell you right now, Dolly Parton, I'm going to watch that. I support all things Dolly.
Yeah. She's an amazing entertainer, and she's just on TikTok. She just joined TikTok over the weekend. So follow her over there on TikTok for the latest on Dolly. What I love about her, not only like she spans all genres of music, but she also has a great sense of humor.
Yeah, she sure does. And she also mentioned that after being inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a couple of weeks ago, she made a rock album. She was like, yeah. You know what? You want to put me in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Then I'm going to make a rock and roll album. Yeah. So Dolly doing it through and through, whether it's her philanthropic work building children's literacy or whether it's paying the university tuition of employees of Dolly World, she wastes no time trying to help others. So yeah, I'm going to try to support this Dolly show when it airs. Greg, just before the break, I was mentioning that Now with Dave Brown and Kelly and Company are going to be on a smidge of a hiatus starting next week through into the new year while we test some new studios and some new equipment, new control rooms. But what does AMI have planned over the holiday season on TV and the audio side?
Well, we've got a couple of Murdoch Mysteries Christmas episodes, which are always popular with our audience. Once Upon a Murdoch Christmas and will be broadcast on Sunday, December the 11th. And then the Jim Carrey feature film, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. You talked about the different iterations of that. The Jim Carrey movie, which my partner and I, we went to see it in the movie theaters, and it felt like we were the only people laughing during it. I don't know why that was. Maybe it's just like we just loved it. Anyway, check it out. It's going to be on AMI TV on Sunday, December the 18th, and then again on Saturday, December the 14th. And then, speaking from the AMI audio side, the Kelly & Company Holiday Kitchen Party
is taking place.
Yeah, December the 9th. So this Friday on AMI Audio between 2 and 4 p.m., it's become an annual favorite and an annual expectation. So the Kelly & Company Holiday Christmas Party this Friday, December the 9th on AMI Audio between 2 and 4 p.m.
Right on. Hey, Greg, I think this is the last time we're going to speak on air before the holidays. All the best to you and the family. Enjoy your time up there in beautiful Quebec. And we look forward to catching up with you again in the brand new year of 2023.
Yeah, all the best to you as well, Dave. Thanks so much.
Hey, Dave Brown here. If you enjoy this podcast portion of our show, remember you can watch it live every day at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on AMI TV.
Hi, I'm Red Sale, inviting you to download the latest episode of My Life in Books, where internationally acclaimed authors discuss their lives, their work, and three books that have resonated with them. That's My Life in Books, available wherever you get your AMI podcasts.